The land is tucked away between GE Hitachi, a residential neighborhood, and Castle Hayne Road. The owner, Hilton Properties, would operate the sand mine and has asked New Hanover County for two things: that the land be rezoned from rural agricultural to heavy industry, and for a special use permit to run a mine on 28 acres of the property. The New Hanover County Planning Board took up those requests before an overflow crowd Thursday evening.
Left hand on the baby, Rob, raise your right. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Okay. More than 30 opponents of the project signed up to speak at the public meeting.
Additional recommendations or requirements would be to install and maintain the privacy fence that they are in favor of doing. Also, plant and maintain a vegetative buffer to...
Susan Murphy lives on Decker Road. Her backyard opens onto Sledge Road. That's a dirt road running from Castle Hayne Road to the proposed mine. Under the existing proposal, 80 trucks a day would travel in and out of the site 7 days a week, creating a lot of dust, noise, emissions, and vibration. She doesn't like that. She also isn't too happy about some of the hazardous waste near the mine site left over from a GE dump.
There are environmental concerns. There is some contamination on the land adjacent to where the sand mine's going to be. We're concerned about our well water. We're all served by wells back there. As a property owner directly adjacent to the road, I'm concerned as well with the dust and the noise.
While the traffic is a major concern in the Wooden Shoe neighborhood, the contaminants are not. Roger Shue is a professor of geology and environmental science at UNCW. He doubts any wells would be affected.
So it'd be highly unlikely, never say never, but highly unlikely that there would ever be any contaminant that would be caused by the sand mine to move toward the Wooden Shoe area.
When it came time for the planning board to vote, it was a split decision. The group approved the rezoning 5-1, but the special use permit was another story. That's because SUPs face a higher standard and must meet 4 key items. Approval means the use will not materially endanger the public health or safety. The use meets all required conditions and specifications of the zoning ordinance. The use will not substantially injure the value of adjoining or abutting property, and the location and character of the use, if developed, will be in harmony with the area. The planning board says the SUP won't happen. Donna Girardo is the board's vice chair.
I'm very conflicted in it, and I could not support it this time, the special use permit, because of the impact it would have on those residents that abut that road. Thank you.
Attorneys for Hilton Properties agreed, and rather than take a vote against the SUP, opted for a continuance. The rezoning approval goes on to the New Hanover County Commissioners. But in this tale of two votes, the special use permit is scheduled to be taken up again by the Planning Board at their March meeting, after the property owners revise the application. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.